All right, let's go to Ray. Good morning, Ray.
Hey, Mark, how you doing this morning?
Really good.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Why are you in North Carolina and not here in Los Angeles like all the other radio stations?
It's a strange question to ask when he's sitting right here, by the way.
I am in Los Angeles today. But
today.
Yeah.
Today. But, only because Dwight Yoakam came in yesterday.
No, there's a lot of reasons
why. Which is
why.
Another question I got to ask you.
I'd like to let me answer the first one.
Okay, go.
You would be, I'm about to school you, you would be surprised at the amount of radio talent that is not all in the same room. Ryan Seacrest is never in the room at KISS.
I don't like him, so
I'm in the process of answering your question, right? Kevin and Bean is in Seattle.
I'm a hologram. I'm cleaning my oven right now at home.
Carson Daly does it most of the time, Andy. From New York into L.A. Heidi and Frank are in the same room together, but they wish they weren't. I'm kidding. most with the technology being what it is, it's capable that we can do the show. I'm looking at Andy and Gina when I'm in North Carolina. We see each other. We miss skip no beats. And in my opinion, I don't know that it matters whether I'm in L.A. or in North Carolina as long as the content, as long as we're having hijinks and shenanigans and we're having a good time. Why does it bother you, Ray?
Well, here's my thing. When I moved back to L.A. because I was living in Paso Robles for work, mm-hmm. and then my mom needed some help, so I came back to L.A.
Mm, good for you.
Okay? Now, I started listening to 100.3 when I came back. Uh-huh. Uncle Joe in the Morning, fabulous. Mm-hmm. Everything he threw down all morning long, mm-hmm. fabulous. Mm-hmm. Nothing against you and Brian when you guys were on KLOS, mm-hmm. but never got the concept, okay? so now and then, every now and then, you know, when another radio station that I'm listening to goes to a commercial, I'll go back to 103, and then you guys are playing music, and then you come on with some really, I mean, two dudes in the toilet talking to each other. Mm-hmm. Off the wall, dude. Retardedly, not even funny. I got gross. I about threw up out the window. I changed your station. Mm-hmm. I'm talking, you do have some good, you know, like the other day you had, you were talking about bullying and how that shouldn't go down, and that's a good concept. 5 minutes on that, music. And then another good subject, something interesting. Not retarded like you and Andy sitting in the hot dog on toilet. Dumb.
You really can't get over that.
Okay? I want to hear you play good music like you do, mm-hmm. but the shenanigans, that just music, bro, and a lot of interesting educational stuff happening. That's what Uncle Joe did. That's why I stuck with Uncle Joe. Now, when you come on and you start playing shenanigans, I change you.
Okay, may I
listen to something else?
May I interrupt? Because I want to circle back to your original question. What does this have to do with where he does it from?
Okay, here's the other thing. When I was in Robles, they had a station, KZOZ, and like if I wanted to take the guys because they did something great for somebody, and I took them pizza one day. The other day, some friends of mine and I did a big old barbecue. We went over there and we took them some barbecue.
Oh, it's so
we were able to talk and see the people that are on the radio station.
So it's a little upsetting that you can't invite Mark to your home.
We have security to keep you from the building. But let me say this, circling back to what you were saying a moment ago, one of the things I'm grateful for is that I get to use the bathroom in peace quite often. Because Mark is not here. But you made a great point. At some point, if you were out in the lobby here with a microphone, at some point in 2015, it just becomes a matter of the length of the microphone cable. It just doesn't matter.
And I'm going to go back to your attack on what kind of a program it is that we're doing, Ray. I really said this on the first day. You know, a lot of you who chose the sound in the morning and Uncle Joe Benson, who was obviously putting the great classic rock on this velvet shelf and treating
awesome,
it.
Man.
Hang on.
Awesome show.
Hang on, Ray. And
before
was
you came on.
Hang on,
anyway.
Ray.
Okay, go ahead.
Listen, I let you speak. Shut your mouth and let me talk.
Okay, go ahead.
He put the music up on this shelf and treated it like the god that it is. The sound decided that they wanted to move into what I call big boy radio, which is
have an emphysema attack.
Which is, it's tomfoolery, hijinks, playing around, joking around.
Monkey shines.
And playing some music. Ray, you are telling me that you don't like anything that we do other than the music that we play. And I
No, I didn't say that, okay. Mark. You didn't listen to me.
Okay, Ray, hang on just one second. I feel bad for those of you that found the show and it changed because you found something that you loved, which was rock and roll, classic rock and roll.
And Uncle Joe.
And Uncle Joe. I love Uncle Joe as much as you guys do. And then it changed on you. I just think maybe, Ray, that this show may not be for you. You know, because you want your music in the morning, and that I understand. And I don't know that there's anything that we can do to please you.
No. You misunderstood what I said,
okay,
Mark.
Okay, correct.
I said that you do some interesting things. You do some educational things, like I said, teaching people how to not to be bullies, how to get along with everybody, mm-hmm. unite, we should be one. Things like that are great that you do.
Okay.
I'm not saying that your whole entire show is retarded.
That's the third time you used that word.
Put a nickel in this word, John.
In your show.
Okay. So,
so your parts that are tartal, you need to cut out and keep that education.
Dude, that's the fourth time he said retarded, and that's something that's a word that's hurtful to people. So,
but you have to educate people.
You're the arbiter of education. It's
right.
Blowing me
right.
away.
Hang on. So, Ray,
don't bully
right.
retarded.
Right. So what you're saying is that when we attempt some funny and some humor, that's the parts you don't like.
No.
I'm having a okay.
There's some funny things that you guys do.
So cut out the stuff that's not funny.
But remember, the whole reason for this call was because the whole reason
about people taking a crap in the bathroom is freaking gross when people are driving down the highway.
And the whole reason for this phone call was to bitch at you for not being local, so he could take you a pizza.
That also. Not take him a pizza, but you know. How many remotes do you go to out of the year, like all the other radio stations, Mark? How often do you go out and meet and greet people on a regular basis?
I do it on a regular basis.
You're in California, not in North Carolina.
Ray, why would I make an appearance in North Carolina?
That's my point. You live in North Carolina, but you do a radio station here in California. But yet, when Andy's at a remote, I can go there and say, hey, Andy, what's up, bro?
But can I ask you a favor?
Where's Mark?
Please don't.
Where's Mark?
Listen.
He's in North Carolina, dude.
Well, Ray, okay, listen. I don't know why
can't
it bothers
please, Ray.
You. Yeah, I don't think there's any way to play. Look, Ray, we are going to play classic rock on this program, and we're going to attempt hijinks, shenanigans, monkey shines, and tomfoolery.
And that's when I'll change the station.
When
it's stupidity.
Well,
when it's not funny.
Well,
when it's not educational.
And I just want to point out that somebody who's pushing education, who's pushing education and non-bullying, has used the word retarded four times.
Yeah.
He's
still on.
He dropped one part of the stupidity. Maybe it'll be a little bit different.
Right. Listen.
It is a little bit different. It is a little bit better. But
no, he came around.
Ray, a little bit too much shenanigans.
Hey, Ray, listen. I'm going
I have one more question for you.
Oh, there
you
go.
Ray, I'm going to say something first, and then you can say whatever you're going to say, and then I got to get rid of you. This show is not for you. You need to find a radio station that plays whatever it is you want or go to Pandora and get your classic rock. We are never going to make you happy. There's nothing we can do.
That's not true, Mark. That's not true.
This is somebody
when
telling you, I don't like it. Yeah.
Right.
I don't like when you do this. I don't like when you leave your clothes around. I don't like when you don't come home. I don't like when you don't call me back and you text me instead because I don't know where you are. You know what? Maybe we just shouldn't be together. That's not what I'm saying, Mark. Just text me back and call me when I call you. Did that help?
Hey, Ray.
I listen to the music, and when it comes on and something that it's not appealing to me, I change it.
Hey, Ray.
I put on Lynyrd Skynyrd on the TV.
Ray, tell you what I'm going to do, Ray. I'm going to take out my junk and show it to you. Hang on just a second.
There it goes.
Hang on, Ray.
The zipper's
coming
down.
Hey, let me get my magnifying glass and a pair of tweezers. Hold on.
This is for you, Ray.
Oh, zippers. Nope. Oh, my goodness.
I'm so glad there's a screen in between you and me.
That's
Andy,
for you.
Andy.
Congratulations, Mark.
Put your eyes in front of, put your hand in front of your eyes, Andy.
Oh, good one.
All right, listen, Ray, we've allowed you to speak way too long. You've not weighed one single point. We've made the best point in that this show is not for you. And here's the other side of it. No matter what we've told you, you're still going to listen.
Well, when you're playing music.
But, Ray, why would you not go find something that's going to entertain you?
If you like, love something, set it free,
yeah.
Ray.
Oh,
he's not going to miss a minute.
I love 100.3. I always will listen to it, but... Like I said, I don't get me wrong, Mark. It's not that I don't like you, uh-huh. Andy and Lucy. You guys,
how'd you get
great,
that impression?
But Mark,
take
I
your head out of your
let
butt.
You know that some shenanigans aren't for the radio. That's all I'm trying to say, brother. Okay.
That's your opinion. I put stuff on the air that I think are worth hearing, and so far. Couple of things maybe, but so far the track record, I think, between the three of us, I'm sorry, five of us, Jackie, you do matter regardless of what I've said in the past, and regardless of what you think.
Jackie's phenomenal on the phone. Come
Calm
on now.
Calm down. I think we've had a pretty good track record of the stuff that we put on the air. But, Ray, I'm just telling you, we're not for you, and it doesn't matter. You're still going to listen and still find reasons to hate us.
No, I don't hate. I will never hate. Dislike maybe, but hate I do not do.
Oh, man,
my mom used to listen to the radio back in the day when they had no television, and they had to picture what was happening by listening.
That's a great story.
Okay, but when you're talking about some stupidity, uh-huh. and you picture that in your mind, you get sick and grossed out. That's all I'm saying,
Well,
Mark,
for someone who didn't like the bit, he is bringing it up an awful lot.
Ray, listen, we've got to cut. We've gone way too long. Listen, thank you for listening. I'm sorry that you're going to leave, even though you're not. And we'll do our best to try to keep you entertained best we can. Ray, thank you for the call. Not going to give you any concerts because you're an ass. But
thanks for all the content.
But I listen to 103, and I always will. As long as you're not on there, I'm listening.
But that's not true.
All right, Ray, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good Wednesday.
Hey, you guys have a great week. God bless you guys. He's always there for you. Yeah.
God bless you. God bless you, Mark.
He ripped us a new ass, and then God bless us.
Oh, I love him.
All right.